This is the GOAT behind the scenes. We're in the 1990s podcast room with Brad Lake from Eggland and Warren Aguinaldo from City of Lloyd. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
The three of us were connected through what some might call fate. Well, others might say destiny. And I would like to say it's the latter, because the two of you are involved with the Gift to Health digital stream this coming Tuesday. It's 8 to 8, 12-hour marathon on a treadmill, trying to raise as much money as possible for the LRHF and diagnostic imaging. And you guys are a team that is going to take on what people might say is an insurmountable task. Brad, walk us through what's about to go down here.
Well, right now, Warren and I actually aren't sure what the day is going to look like. We are definitely going to trial by fire. We're going to get into this room. We have been training on our own to kind of prepare, but we've got some big time athletes in this room. Lloydminster has got a lot of good runners. We're not talking just a marathon. We're talking ultra marathoners. We're talking guys that are going, putting 24, 48 hours into a race. Death races, they call. So this is what we're going to get into. The other thing we've got is we've got other community members, part of our community, that are just ordinary people like us that are just getting tossed into the ring. Kind of feels like a gladiator. You know, what are you going to do when you walk into that ring? But we're excited. We're going to have some fun, and it'll raise a whole bunch of money for our community.
So, Brad, you talk about the ring, and the ring itself, Warren, is treadmills. There's 12 teams, correct? 24 members of the community. Brad, you already alluded to it. When you go to the website, lrhf.ca, and you go to the Gift of Health, you see the pictures of people? There are some pretty fit, formed people on that website. The two of you guys, you look legit. Like, I wouldn't say that you guys are ordinary people. You guys look like you're gonna kill us, hit a home run. But Warren, we're talking about 12 hours straight on a treadmill. What's going through your mind when you think about what's going to happen on Tuesday with the Gift of Health?
I'm in the same boat as Brad. I have no idea what's about to happen. I mean, all the training we've done, I've gone as much as like 4 hours on the treadmill, and that in itself was a big task. 12 hours, yeah. Ultra marathon, it's way more than just a typical marathon. For me, I'm a tennis player, so being 12 hours on a tennis court is nowhere near the same thing as like running straight for 12 hours.
So walk me through. You guys are going to take shifts, obviously, or are you guys going 12 hours straight?
We're on it straight, man.
He's got a treadmill. I've got a treadmill. The only thing close to us is each other, and we're just going to rack up as many kilometers and try to beat all the other teams, you know. And that's the competitive spirit of what Mikey Dubs has kind of got figured out. Going, in order not to quit, we got to have a competitive atmosphere.
And you got to shout out Mikey Dubs, because last year he was the sole man running on the treadmill for 12 hours, and then that kind of spitballed into, hey, let's bring more people in the community into this thing, let's raise a bunch of money, because we're all not thinking about the hospital. We don't want to think about that in our day-to-day, but when we need it, we sure hope that it's there. And this is what you two gentlemen are trying to do, and the rest of the runners and the entire Gift to Health organization, is that we're trying to raise $500,000 here to get some great tech so that when our families need that tech, it's available. It's a pretty admirable thing. Warren, speak to that. What does that mean to you?
Us pulling together for $500,000, to me, is just fostering a lot of big energy, just positive energy in the community. With everything that's happened in the last year, I feel like not only are we raising money for a good cause, but it's also kind of inspiring others to get on their quote-unquote treadmill and start running a race to, you know, just positive vibes, sharing love, spreading good energy throughout the community.
Brad, you talk about you guys as a team, and we'll get to how the GOAT comes in a second, but you know there's probably going to be a bromance that buds between you and Warren at the end of this thing, right? You are now going to be doing something as a duo that not a lot of people can say. What does that mean to you in terms of looking at this guy going, he's my guy?
Absolutely. You know, and when you think about the sports world, you know, people that win the Super Bowl, win the Stanley Cup, you know, it takes a long time to get, you know, fostered with teammates. And for 24 members of our community, Warren and I didn't know each other before this. So, you know, and there's going to be a lot of community members. They're teamed up with people they don't even know. But over the last 5 weeks, Mikey Dubs and his support crew have done a great job of getting us involved, getting us to meet each other, and just trying to get us physically fit. And now it's all the mental preparation and nutrition that they brought on board. So, you know, for us runners, we didn't know much about it before, but the camaraderie that we've got with the 24 people, all 24 different skill sets, some runners, some just community members, and everybody's just got on board. We're all pulling the same direction, and it's going to be fun over the next few days and, of course, the hours.
It's all going to be live streamed through the LRHF website, on their Facebook page, I believe on the YouTube page as well. You're going to watch guys like Brad and guys like Warren in real time as they trudge along for 12 straight hours on a treadmill on top of all the other crazy things that are going to be happening on that day and trying to bring as much money in as possible for the LRHF and diagnostic imaging. So this is where we come in. You're obviously here at the GOAT right now. We decided that we would like to put our money where our mouth is. When you look around the studio, you look around the staff here at the GOAT, I think if you would have asked one of us to run 12 hours, there might have been a body bag at the end of this thing. So I think the LRHF looked at us, and shout out to Malcolm. He's like, well, maybe you guys don't run, but maybe you sponsor a team. And we're like, hey, we could do that. So you two are now Team GOAT. We are putting our collective radio weight behind you guys, and you are now the team that we are pulling for. We are shouting out. We are trying to raise as much money with you guys, for you guys. What does that mean to have some sponsorship behind your name in terms of a partnership like the GOAT, who's been around for over 20 years in our community? Brad, I'll start with you.
And Lloydminster is known for fundraising no matter where it is in the community. And for businesses like yourself to jump on board, and, you know, everybody's got their own set agenda throughout the year, and they're always cherry-picked and asked. There's multiple asks throughout the year that companies get asked for to donate, and companies finally have to pick and choose. And we're just so honored that the GOAT has done this for the Health Foundation. And when you look at it, everybody, every age, every demographic uses our hospital at one time or the other. So when you think about, you know, that sponsorship is going to be going toward, and you alluded to it earlier, that maybe our family doesn't get the benefits of all this diagnostic imagery, but maybe a coworker does, you know, maybe someone that a family friend does. And for Warren and I to be able to be part of this huge fundraising task along with the GOAT just gives us great honor to be, you know, I'm proud to be from Lloydminster, you know, a resident of Lloydminster. I work at a company that sponsors the Health Foundation as well. They're behind me as well. So, you know, it's just going to be a big honor. It's going to take a long time to kind of come down. I think there's a lot of hype towards the event. And then at the same time, you know, that 12 hours is going to be a big push. When we know the GOAT's going to be behind us, giving us all the cheers and all the rah-rahs, and any amount helps.
Yeah, Warren, what can you say to the people who are going to be listening, and your group of friends and your community contacts? I mean, you're with the City of Lloyd, so an important part of the infrastructure for our city. What can you say to those groups of people who are going, well, how do I help? I'm not going to be running on the treadmill, but what do we got to do here to get as much money as possible?
Every little bit helps, even just like tuning into the event. Obviously, I'd love to see you guys donate, maybe throw up like messages as you donate, because even last year when we saw Mikey Dubs run it, just sending him a $5, $10 kind of donation, dropping a message to him, just like that's enough energy to push us through as well. Just knowing that I have, you know, the support of the city, kind of your support as well through this, I'm like, that 100K goal seems a lot more attainable right now. Like, just the motivation, just knowing that you guys are behind us, I'm like, I'm gonna hit that 100K goal, otherwise I'm gonna pierce my ear.
Wait a second, you're saying that you're trying to run 100K on the day, or something on your body is getting pierced?
You guys needed that extra content. That is my ultimatum. If I don't hit 100K, I'm piercing an ear.
Maybe we'll see. You'll start with the ear, and then every hour, if it doesn't happen, then the next body part gets pierced, and the next body part gets pierced.
Oh, what do you think, yeah, Warren? Maybe.
Well, we have it on record as a maybe. You don't know what kind of crazy shenanigans are going to go down. That's what I'm excited for, is that this is going to be raw. This is going to be real. You could script as much as you want, but it's gonna, whatever happens is going to happen. And that's what we love here at the GOAT, is that things happen, and we're just going to get behind it and have some fun. So we're excited to partner with you boys. All the best. I can't imagine what you're about to go through, but on behalf of everybody here, we thank you for that. The city thanks you for that, and let's get her done. Let's do 12 hours on a treadmill and see what happens. Any last thoughts from you guys on what we need to do here?
No, man, you guys picked the right crew. This the GOAT. You want to talk about the GOAT? That's us. We've been training hard, and you talk about trying to run this. We are going to run this.
Let's go, Warren. Yeah. Love it. Brad, Warren, appreciate you guys being here. We will see you once these shoes hit the rubber on the treadmill, December 7th, 8 to 8. It's the Gift to Health digital stream with the Lloydminster Region Health Foundation, the LRHF. You can find all the details, lrhf.ca/gift-to-health. Brad, Warren, so excited, man. Can't wait to see it all go down.